This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects. It is two in the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show. Then we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz. They are at Sam Houston Race Park today, or no? They are on location somewhere, right, Nick?
Not to my knowledge. Let me find out before I lie
saloon
to people.
Door? Saloon door, because we're getting text messages, I think, from people that are going, no one's here yet. Well, the show doesn't start until 4, so you might as well just indulge.
Get there early, get a seat. It fills up quickly.
And hope you're sober by the time they start.
It's a fun place to be, and with the Blitz in place, it's going to be wild. So get there early. So you're right where you need to be, sir or ma'am that texted that.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Hey, there's a party going on in the hallway again.
Sean this time.
Salisbury?
Yeah, he's just saying hi to people.
Oh, well, he's a friendly dude, so I get it.
So anyway, we're getting back. We're going to have Lance Zierlein at 3:30. So that'll
yes,
be good,
are.
Too. So think about it if you got draft questions or football questions or things like that, or you want him to do SEC guy. He'll be in at 3:30. That'll be some fun stuff.
I don't know if you want to tease Lance, because sometimes I have a hard time locating him.
That's a good point. He blew us off last time.
He may or may not be.
Last time what happened, he was scheduled. He said yes, and then we went to get him, and he was already gone, and we were trying to run him down, and we said, don't worry about it.
I'm going to definitely look for him all over the place. But
well, I guarantee he can't run from you. He's got that damn walking
boot. He's got that boot, yeah.
And then the other, his athlete's foot's taken over, so the other foot has got just a sock on.
So we were talking Olympics with Bob.
Yeah.
Did you see this story about the woman who turned in she lives in a neighborhood in Seattle, and she was driving down the street and she sees an American flag, and below that she sees a rebel flag, and she calls the police and she turns it in. No, I'm sorry. She calls the news channel and she says, hey, what's going on here? There's an American flag and below it is the Confederate flag. Something needs to be done. I don't know if this is a trend. What's going on? You guys need to look into it. So the news team is like, yeah, let's go check it out. It was the Norwegian flag.
Oh, man.
It wasn't the rebel flag at all. It was the Norwegian flag. And this lady's just a dumbass. And she was like, oh, well, this was her quote. Maybe that's the story. We're so stressed by all the things political that we see things that aren't there. Or the story is you're a dumbass and don't know the difference that there's no stripes running down the little blue parts of the Norwegian flag or any of that stuff.
Moral of the story is OU Mike has relatives in Seattle. just throwing it out there as a possibility.
And also as an update, who's in there with you?
Wes.
Wes King.
Oh, that's it? No. Do we have any special like...
Wes is about to tell us that we're going to do a 16-week roadie to Beaumont.
No, I'm just asking, is there anyone in there, if I say anything inappropriate, that
like, I think Wes is one of us. He's not going to throw you under the bus.
No, I'm just saying, do we have any sponsors in there?
No.
Okay, then that's fine. So I wanted to update you guys on the whole Blac Chyna saga.
Oh, about the inability to be...
The lazy...
Oralification.
I saw some sort of update on Twitter, but
I
didn't read
it. Can I say mouthy? Can I say that?
I think you can say mouthy.
Yeah, the lazy mouthy lady.
I said oralification.
Okay. But apparently, she is claiming that the person in the video where she was licking knees and being really lazy with her mouthy, she says it's not her. She says it was, quote, a cheap knockoff, that it wasn't her. It was someone that looks like her, and damn it, she's mad. I really just want to, like, tweet her and be like, prove it. Like, post a video of you doing it and prove that it wasn't you.
Sure.
Let's see. We'll compare. Because it's like, I feel like it's like a pitching motion. Like, if that's how you do it, that's how you do it. So, if you could like a batting stance, you could cover up. You know how sometimes they'll take a character or like somebody on TV and they'll black it out so you see the outline of the person, but you don't see who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you could recognize Jeff Bagwell's stance. You could recognize Randy Johnson. Prove it, Black China. Get busy, and then we'll tell you if it looks the same.
So it's maybe it was a cheap knockoff or a cheap knock up. Just see Rob Kardashian. They did have a child, and you got to sleep with Rob in order to have a child. It's a big dude. Thank you.
Is he fat?
I thought he lost weight. Before, when they first started filming weight. That
By
show.
By the way, the guy in the sex tape is not him. It was a black penis.
Yes.
It was a black penis.
Glad
so
you
it wasn't
clarified
him.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a friend told me,
They've been
Joel.
Feuding enough that you could pretty much figure it out anyway.
That she wasn't going to do that
for him.
It
wasn't going to be him.
I don't know. Sometimes the best sex is angry sex.
He started out when they started out doing that show.
Although I think she would have been more active if she was...
About your size. But
he was my size when the show started?
He was really skinny when they started the show, and then all of a sudden, they could have flown him over a football game.
Really?
Yeah, he got big. He blew up.
Oh.
And I know he was trying to lose it. I think he was on one of the weight loss shows, and it just didn't work out for him.
He needs to join our challenge?
He's a little late for the game in a lot of ways, but yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have
okay.
helped.
Okay. And another thing, I saw this, and I don't. Maybe we should have Beth on the show to talk about this, but this came out, wait, no? Okay. This came out yesterday, so I don't know. It may have been talked about, but there is a new vibrator on the market that can reportedly order a pizza for you after you get the Big O.
So why? Why would you have that? Why would anybody buy that?
I guess they're hungry.
Go ahead, Barry.
Tell
me why you would buy that. Go ahead.
Because it saves a step. Because you could be finishing and, like, get the... You get, like...
This is a struggle.
You don't think Nick asked you because he was, like, trying to imply you would know?
No, I don't think that. No? He knows I'm not... I don't go that route.
Oh, you don't?
Bitch! Bitch!
I was right.
I think that this just... But if you have, like, Google or Alexa or anything, you'd be like... Hey, Google, order a pizza. Like, you don't need the, I guess, but
well,
maybe
remember
it's Bluetooth
they had the tennis
or something.
Shoes. Grant Hill was pushing the tennis shoes. Pizza Hut did that deal well, like for the tournament
right.
where the tennis shoes had the little button, like the I've fallen and I can't get up button, but it was for pizza.
That's the thing. It's got an internet-connected button on the end.
Oh, I bet it does.
That's similar to the button on the Amazon Dash wand. And so I guess you just...
You said wand.
You click the button, and when you're done... It's just one-stop shopping. You can get your O, you get your pizza, you're good to go.
Take a poll.
I wish I could control the dong button.
The dong button.
I wish
I could. It sounds like you kind of just did with Pizza Hut.
It's a weird thing.
Whatever pizza. Does it pick a brand? Or
it only works with Domino's. So you better like Domino's with your orgasm, or you're not going to be happy.
So don't avoid the Noid?
Nope, you can't. It's Domino's and that's it. No Pizza Hut. No word if they're getting involved or making their own brand or their own version or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, so I found that pretty interesting as well. I hate you. Well, so what else is going on, Joel?
Hey, man. Sports and stuff.
I just killing a little
How's
time.
How's your poll doing?
It's 3:10. We got time. We don't need to go right into the read.
How's your poll
right
doing?
After that, do we? No, we can kick it around a little bit. Hey, the responses
to the latest numbers
to the poll question.
Yeah, exactly, because I mean, we could be like the local news stations, and our poll question can last all day. So you might as well see what the latest numbers are telling you.
I wouldn't mind doing that at all, Joel. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to give you some extra money at the end of the show.
That'll
I appreciate
be fine.
You. Where is the 55% of the people that responded are on your side. They said it was F yeah. They knew it all along.
Thank you, people.
All right, there you go. Right now is the perfect time in the middle of the weight loss challenge for you to get on healthygourmet.com and order some healthy foods to help you continue to reach your goal of losing weight. I had somebody ask me today what it was. I sent them the information. It's healthygourmet.com. I also sent them the promo code to save them some money. You can save 10% with ESPN 975. Once you go to healthygourmet.com, log on and place your order. Here's why I like healthygourmet.com. Number one, it's super easy. All of it's done online. You don't have to leave the house and drive to the store and pick everything up. You order online. And it's customizable, so that's cool. Then they ship it to you. If you order $99 or more, they ship it for free. But then they ship it to your door, and when you're done, you eat the food, you throw the package away, so there's no cleanup. It could not make losing weight and eating healthy easier. Log on to HealthyGourmet.com and check it out right now. They've got foods for all kinds of lifestyles, whether it's vegan, low-carb, gluten-free, doesn't matter, paleo. And if you want to add extra carbs to your meal or take some away or add extra meat or whatever you want, it's all right there online for you. All the food's delicious. I mix in myself two or three meals a day. I really like their omelet in the morning. It's easy. It's convenient. I don't have a lot of fuss making breakfast. That gets my day going. And like I said, if you're trying to do low carb, like I'm watching carbs. Joel is checking out fat content and calories. So all of it's right there on the package. You can pick and choose whatever meets your needs and your lifestyle. HealthyGourmet.com. Remember the promo code ESPN975. Saves you 10%. Order $99 or more, and they'll ship it for free. Get started losing weight and eating healthy today at HealthyGourmet.com.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back.
If you guys ever been on a cruise ship, a lot of good times. Yeah, good times. Whenever I told my friends I was going to work on a cruise ship, they were like, oh, you're going to get a lot of girls. And I was like, really? You think so? First time I get on the ship, somebody in the entertainment department sits me down. He's like, Bob, I got to tell you a few rules. He's like, first off, you can't sleep with any of the passengers. I was like, did you think that was going to be a problem? Yeah, we heard about that bigger staff. Girls love him. Then he says, but don't worry, you can sleep with all the staff and crew you want to. Yeah, I know. I was like, are you coming on to me, dude? Shower's very small. But see, what I do when I know I'm going to go on a cruise ship is when I'm at home a couple weeks beforehand, I practice getting into my refrigerator. I've got a lot more room in my fridge.
As I mentioned, we're back with Bob Biggerstaff. Clips throughout the day. He is our comedian from an F Yeah Friday. Bob was in studio. If you missed it, Podcast Arena, check out the podcast or check out our website. Where you can catch up with all of the stuff from The Usual Suspects, ESPN975.com. That cam.
What was that commercial that used to do that? Remember,
yeah, I do know it, and I'm trying to remember what it is.
That cam.
You had to ask me right there. I'll get it eventually.
Was it a travel company?
No.
I think it was a travel company.
Yes, it is. Is it the one with the gnome? No.
Was it? Damn, I can't remember now. I'm sorry.
Way to help us out with that.
It's my bad.
But you know what? You did it at the right spot. One of the listeners is going to get it right away.
Yes, for sure.
Hopefully.
Loving all the pizza vibrator jokes.
You knew those were coming. Instead of the G-spot of the vibrator joke.
Don't be like them.
I won't.
Okay.
I want to give a special shout out to C-Force Water.
Yes.
Because Chuck Norris's water is damn good, and you may even become an ass kicker if you drink it.
I'm actually drinking it right now. They brought us in some.
Yeah, I got some too. It's pretty tasty stuff. Yep. Good quality water. I can
feel my roundhouse getting better.
As long as it's not the red house. I don't really think that was a dad joke. But nope,
that's not what the dong is for. The dong isn't for just dad
corny jokes.
It's
too.
Just bad jokes. Like if I make a bad joke, it doesn't necessarily make it a dad joke, but I'll still get the dong.
Welcome to the FU segment of F Yeah Friday.
This just got really weird. I that whole sentence sounded off.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
It did, but I'm not going to pick on Joel.
Yeah, anymore. Well.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are. That's what we do, right?
Shout out to C-Force Water for dropping up some water for us. There.
Yes, thank you for that.
Good stuff.
Very good.
Chuck Norris's water company, also proud sponsor of our weight loss challenge.
Yeah, and you can get it at HEB. I know that. So we had one of the listeners pretty early on in the challenge say that he had picked some up from, I believe, HEB. So grab some there. It's from Lone Water. Wolf Spring in Navasota, Texas. And I believe it actually comes off of the water that's on his ranch. I believe that they actually take the water from his ranch and bottle it up. And it's because let's be real. They say water's water. But if that were the case, then everybody would drink sink water at the restaurant. And maybe sometimes the restaurants do that. But you can definitely tell a difference if there's like good water and bad water.
I can definitely tell.
Yeah, this is not one of the bad. This is good water.
No question.
I'm digging it.
It's very tasty. You know, sometimes you get bottled water, it just doesn't taste right.
That's what I mean. It's got like a weird, pretty smooth. Like an aftertaste.
And this one's naturally high in pH, too. So it's artesian water. It just means it's pH balanced because a lot of it with the alkaline.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, you can read about it. Okay. But it's just a good thing. It's a good little extra thing to have.
Yep.
Actually helps when you've been at the cook-off the night before and maybe indulged a little too much.
Ibuprofen. Got that in the system.
Seaforce.com if you want more info on it. Good stuff. And thank them for the sponsoring the weight loss challenge.
Yeah, I did.
Here you go. Logan McDaniel, thank you, sir. And Francisco and Jonathan, they all coming through in the clutch. It's Expedia.com. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Expedia, please chime in so that we can get a sponsorship out of you because we just give you a free plug.
Somebody said, can we call it something else besides the dong? You don't need to explain what the dong is for. No, that's what it's called now. It's the dong.
Dong, da dong, dong, dong.
NASCAR Johnny said the dong drop is awesome. He likes it when you drop the dong.
Cool.
By the way,
she's dropping dongs on you guys all show.
And something.
That's something that we should have clipped.
That's not.
Dropping dongs. You're going to be. I'm not even
not a soundbite. not even repeating that one.
Totally is.
Can't be a soundbite.
Why? Because you said so? Because
you don't know how to work the ones and twos. We saw you work the ones and twos before.
Easy for you to say, but bitch, I know how to work a podcast. I'll go grab it and do my own.
You ran a traffic update. That's all you did.
Yeah, which lets me know how hard it is to be a producer. You hit a space bar.
Here we go.
Look, this is what it sounds like to be a producer. That's it. You just hit the space bar. Done. I'm a producer at ESPN 97.5. That's my job. That's what I do.
I'll have you know I'm a multitasker, like an amazing multitasker.
The space bar and the mouse button
at the same time. You forgot a very important role.
What?
Hot.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's not easy.
Faking us out.
That's not easy.
Getting us to say inappropriate things in the microphone. No, I kid. I would never. I could not do what you do for the main reason of having to put up with me and Joel. I would never be able to do what you do.
Honestly. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, okay. You didn't need to. You know
really,
what?
You didn't have to reemphasize it.
Okay.
I take it back now.
Josefina Gonzalez on Twitter said, since we were speaking of Black China, had to share a tweet that they found from Robert Kardashian that says, I know we aren't talking right now, but do me a favor and keep them lips off our baby, and shows a picture of Black China kissing their child.
That's hilarious.
That is quality right there.
That is good stuff.
He may be big, but he hasn't lost a sense of humor. It's good stuff.
That is good.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny. So the weekend coming up, boys.
Yep.
What do we got on the agenda? Anything big?
I'm headed to Tyler, Texas tonight. I got a gig at a place called Brewster's. It used to be called Coaches and Cowboys. So I have no idea what I'm in store for. It sounds like a country bar.
Do they two-step over there?
I'm guessing they do. I was looking at their Facebook page because I wanted to share the event on my Facebook page, on my Facebook fan page. Because that's where a lot of people that, you know, have seen me or whatever, they'll go and like my page on Facebook so they can get updates. And I saw they had a post there that said, hey, come in on Whiskey Wednesdays for trivia with Cowboy Troy. Every Wednesday with
Whiskey
Cowboy Troy.
Wednesdays.
It's Whiskey Wednesday trivia with Cowboy Troy of, it wasn't he in Big and Rich?
Yeah.
And then he did the HEB commercials. What are you hating on Cowboy Troy for? You don't like him? Not a fan?
We'll talk in the break.
Why?
But he is with HEB now.
Okay. Oh, did he touch you inappropriately? Why sounds are you like, upset?
Sounds like he owes Joel some money.
Not Cowboy Troy.
Big and Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I got to know. The people got to know. Is there a way to clean it up or anything?
Let me just let you know that you may know as long as the people don't have to know. How about that?
Oh, so you'll tell me and then I'll tell them.
See, that's why you better not tell them, Joel. Better not tell them.
I can't. You're not going to do that?
It's over. But you can tell me because you know I won't throw you under the bus.
Bitch, today.
You throw everybody under the bus. What are you talking about?
I kind of do, but yeah. I get thrown under the bus.
You're the
it's
official bus thrower under on
you
this
threw,
show.
You threw him under the bus like a second when? Ago. Last, when Wes was here, what did he say, Joel?
What did I say?
Which?
Yeah, exactly.
Which time?
Exactly.
Which, well, see, he's saying
you
it's
have
multiple
nothing.
Times.
You no, have there's nothing. You have nothing. I'm over here drinking my Seaforce water like a champ. Got nothing on me. I want to know now. Do they owe you money?
We're going to be back with the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. Fred, AJ, Jong, and The Blitz. Fred and AJ are at, what is it called?
Saloon Door. That is correct, sir.
You can check them out there, or you can check them out here. Oh. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock.
I have my answer. Aaron on Twitter said Coaches and Cowboys is actually two different places. Coaches is a restaurant. Cowboys is a dance hall. But now it's called Brewster's. So I don't know what side I'll be performing in, if I'm in the restaurant or the dance hall. If I had my choice, I think I'd rather be in the dance hall. Because usually when you do comedy at a restaurant, everyone there isn't there to see you. They're there to eat, and they just wish you would shut up. We call them comedy hostages, so hopefully it's in the other place.
There you have it. All right, so we'll take a quick break. Final 30 minutes on the horizon, and then it's Fred, AJ, Jong, and The Blitz take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Looking down the
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. Hey, look who popped in.
It's a treat.
Dr. Hook.
Oh, man.
The pirate has the boot off. Yeah. Lance Zierlein is in. Always a pleasure to have you in. Appreciate you not blowing us off this week.
What do we have? What do we have here? What do we get? Our own special water?
Would you like
here?
Some water?
You want Seaforce water from Chuck Norris's ranch?
Why is it that we're I'm always taking care of you? And you're at the mall today. I said, can you bring us some food or something?
No, because you know what I eat? You know what I eat there? Samples. How am I going to bring you samples?
Oh, you're that guy?
I was sampled.
Are you really that guy? Your multi-million-dollar Gal Media contract?
Put your clothes on. We're going to Sam's for lunch.
Kids, you can... Oh,
we're going to eat at Sam's? No, we're going to eat samples at Sam's.
There's a buddy of mine who's a listener named Sean. We've talked about doing a documentary called Sample Size Me instead of Super Size Me.
Oh, okay.
I think you may know Sean. Sean in Cyprus, he's a big documentary guy. Anyway, doing a documentary to see how long you can survive on just eating samples. Like, what can you do for the course of an entire month? Because, you know, you can hit... You can hit Sam's, you can hit Costco. Now you got to have memberships.
Right.
Costco, Sam, different types of HEBs. You got to know the whole Central Market on Westheimer over there off of near.
Specs.
Specs. Yeah.
Specs is always good for Sam's.
Not on Westheimer down where I live.
Midtown.
That's the one.
That's the big one.
Specs is like, that's the one where you get all kinds of food samples too, right?
Of course, the mall. You just keep going.
The
back
gallery
and forth.
Is a given. I can tell you, I mean, it's the circuit.
Yep.
You start off right by the wrap place, and you go all the way to the two dueling Asian restaurant places.
Yeah.
And they're like, chicken. It's the same thing, orange chicken, bourbon chicken.
Yeah, and then you just,
if you're not opposed,
I don't know, I think theirs is better. Then they'll give you another one. You're like, man, I don't know,
guys.
You're
not opposed to mixing a little Panda Express with a little pizzato or whatever it is. Yeah, you can handle it.
Oh, no, the pizza people don't give you anything. You get nothing. There's no samples from the pizza people, ever. That's like,
ever?
Never. Never. They will never. Now, Papa Charlie's with the state, or it's not Papa Charlie's, whatever it is with the cheesesteaks right next to you, they'll give you.
Now, the sample, you know, they call it the proper name. It's kind of like if you're a really upscale coffee place, you're a barista.
Yeah.
So if you're really good at giving out the sample, if you're someone that actually gives out the samples, they call it being a demonstrator.
No, is it really?
There's absolutely a name.
Actually, no, that is true.
It
but
is
but
true.
Like at Costco.
Well, so
not in the mall, not in the gallery.
My mom, to make extra bucks later in life, was a demonstrator. But that sounds, they would call
her.
But that
was a sales job. Like, she's good at selling. It's partly sales. This is what this has.
They have a table and meals, whatever, ready for her. She just shows up.
That's different than holding out a tray. But let
me
tell you something.
That contributed to me to being the fattest kid on the block for a while because her number one sponsor for demonstrating was Klondike. And you got to keep whatever you didn't give out. And so at the end of the day, mom would come home with like a couple cases of Klondikes, and I don't care if my friends were hungry or not. At the end of the week, I'm doing better than they are because I got 24-hour access to the freezer.
Joe's the fat kid as his mom goes to work. Yeah. He's like, I hope you have a bad day at work, Mom, and bring home a lot of Klondike
bars.
You don't have to ask me what I'd do for a Klondike bar. I just go to the freezer. I'm good.
Just wish my mom a bad day at work.
You, I would have used you as a plant, like, you know, on those three-card Monty games where you have people, they have them win.
Right.
Like, oh, you got me again. I had, Mom, I want to, you know, you have this is the best. Yeah. You could have been doing that, and all of a sudden,
do you have any more with the Rice Krispies in the? Oh man!
Oh no, we don't. But if you go to aisle 6, we've got them right there.
Special right now, 6 for $5.
Joel the Grifter. I mean, like a matchstick man.
No doubt. Could have done. But you know what? You take what you can get. And if I got a full freezer of Klondikes, life wasn't that bad.
No, it could be worse. No.
And summers in Wisconsin still get a little toasty.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wisconsin. How long did you live in Wisconsin?
Well, up until, through college, so 20.
Born years. There? Yeah. Born and raised? Yeah. Wisconsin's different. My buddy, you know John Harris.
Yep.
He came from the Marinette Menominee matchup. Sure, I think he was Marinette.
Peninsula.
Is that where
they
it
call
is?
Them, they call them Upers up there, don't you know? You betcha.
Yeah. See, and he just told me, he's like, I found out they moved when I was in fifth grade. Johnny moved to town, maybe sixth grade. And he's a couple years younger than me. And he was telling me about this Marinette Menominee. I'm like, we're in Texas, like football. And I find out, that's like 200 years old. They were playing that football out there on ice.
Big hosses up there, too.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, Wisconsin
and the men are big,
players.
Too.
That's true. Oh, very good. Very, very true. Very true. Big snowmen, too.
Big hosses.
I wanted to ask you, because we've been kicking this around a little bit, and I saw that the Mel Kiper payoff poll has come out, otherwise known as Mel Kiper's draft
Mock
2.0. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, the real deal?
He's got him going
number one to the Browns. That's the quarterback from Wyoming.
Yeah,
he keeps.
I think he's going to just stay on that hill. He'll die on that hill by himself, I think. I don't know. I mean, why would you go with him over Sam Darnold when Sam Darnold, they're similar sizes, similar mobilities. Josh Allen has an incredible arm. Sam Darnold has a strong arm. Darnold is accurate. Allen is not that accurate. Darnold is a smart, quick processing quarterback. Allen is a slow processing quarterback. It just doesn't make sense.
But if you can, from your knees from the 40-yard line, hit the crossbar, you are going to be the number one pick. Because he did that on a video this week. Because you'll know you make that throw at least 10 times a game in an NFL game.
Yeah, hopefully, God willing.
Oh, if you play on the Texans, you might. But now, my question is, Baker Mayfield, I brought this up. To me, there's two paths for his career.
Right.
He's either Johnny Manziel or Drew Brees. Is there somewhere in the middle, or is he one or the other? And which one do you think he'll end up being?
I think he's hard to put it because he's not Drew Brees, and I don't think he's Johnny because he's got some Johnny tendencies as a player. But Johnny was a better athlete in terms of a getaway player, an improv player. But Baker Mayfield understands his offense. Like, Johnny had to improv. Baker Mayfield can sit and beat you from the pocket. He's accurate down the field. Like, he's a real quarterback from the pocket. The problem is with Baker, he's mastered his offense, but is he going to get to run that Oklahoma-style offense in the pros? Like, how many offenses can he work in? And I don't know what the answer is to that. But I don't think he's Drew Brees. I don't think he's Johnny, but it's hard to find a good comp. Like, my NFL comp was Doug Flutie, which I felt was more respectful to him because he, you know, Flutie was a guy who could move around and do a lot of stuff, but he proved after he finally got a chance that he could do some stuff in the NFL. It took him a long time. He had to go to Canada.
Right.
And Baker's bigger than Doug Flutie. I mean, you know, I had a hard time. I feel like he's kind of Chase Daniel, who played, plays with the Saints
still
now,
played.
He still plays. But, you know, if I said that, then all the people would go bananas on NFL. Like, he didn't even play. Like, it's a size thing.
Is he a top 10 guy? Top 10 draft pick?
He could be. I don't think he. I mean, my grades, I've got him like in the 20s, high 20s.
Okay.
As in terms of my overall grade. And that's
but
fine.
He became the sexy pick because a lot of people, Barry and I had this discussion, most of the year had him down 20s and beyond. But when he got hot and he won the Heisman, people started pushing him
up. And it's a position of need. And there's a lot of teams who need quarterback in the top. In the top six alone, one, two.
Miami's 11. They might even be.
One, two, six, and 11 are the.
Yeah.
You know, when I say one, it also means four because Cleveland has both. Two right, is right. The Giants. And the Denver Broncos also at number
five. Yeah.
Six is the Jets. 11 is the
Dolphins.
So, I mean, that's a lot of quarterback needs.
They're saying that a lot of teams are salivating because they're okay being 10 and beyond because the quarterbacks are going to have the first run.
See, yeah, you're going to get some good players for all of you. You're going to, if they run on quarterbacks, those quarterbacks are all going to be overdrafted. If that happens, you're going to get some good quarterbacks fall, good players fall. But to me, I would this is why Kirk Cousins. Washington's going to get a boatload for Kirk Cousins, and I think they're going to hang on to him as long as they can to leverage as many picks as they can. And you know, they're not going to get like 1-4 from Cleveland. That's not going to happen. But the Jets six,
because the Jets want him badly, and they'll throw whatever money he wants to.
Yeah, I mean, if I were the Jets, I would strongly consider that. If I were the Denver Broncos, I would strongly consider that.
Where are you on Lamar Jackson? Because I know that Bill Polian said he should go to wide receiver. I know that Michael Vick said better.
So you're a guy who the basketball stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes guys don't fit in a perfect. Basketball is the sport that before football figured out the hybrid role. And one of the first times I remember this happening was the 95-96 championships where 94-95 where Ori swung to the four. That was unique at that time, and they started doing it in the playoffs.
He was the stretch four before they were stretch four.
Exactly. And they figured out something. Wow, let's do this. Well, now the NBA, you know, because of the way there's the high screen and roll stuff, ones have to guard threes, threes have to guard ones, twos. You got players who play between a two and a three. And you know, when we were growing up watching basketball early, there were very defined positions. You were one, two, three, four, five.
Right.
And it's changed. Well, the NFL is changing, but they're always the slowest to adapt and adopt. And so I look at Lamar Jackson and I say, well, 3 years ago I would have said, man, I just don't know how he makes it. He's not consistently accurate. Last year, I watched Deshaun Watson with Bill O'Brien, and I see what happens when a head coach can put a quarterback into a system that fits him, and he allows him to be, you know, that player. And that's what I see with Lamar Jackson. Now, the problem is Deshaun Watson is a phenomenal worker. Like, his football character is off the charts. Always thinking football. Always work. Ball is life for him. And I don't know if that's the truth with Lamar Jackson or not. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I don't know him that well. But I do know this. He's more explosive than Deshaun Watson. As a deep ball passer and a runner, Deshaun's just more consistent, substantially more consistent. And if you look at the explosive plays, if you go look at Russell Wilson's explosive plays, and I mean passing plays, 25-plus, running plays over 15 yards. He's got almost as many total explosive plays as Tom Brady over the last 5 years. And he might actually be ahead of him now. And Seattle's had a lot of success. Explosive plays are what Lamar Jackson's going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Give me guys who make explosive. It's just in baseball, it's home runs. In basketball, it's 3-point shots. In football, it is chunk plays.
Yeah.
And he can do that. Now, you got to make sure he doesn't get broken in half, because he's not running for 1,500 yards in the NFL.
It's everybody, yeah,
you know, and there is a chance he could be a bright, burning star for 3 years and then end up getting beat up and not be the same guy. I mean, that could happen too.
Yeah,
good stuff, my man. Always appreciate the once a month when you stop in with us.
Thanks for the water,
stranger,
guys.
Stop in anytime.
Chuck Norris does water.
Enjoy the sea horse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is good. How did you get this? What is this?
They're sponsors of our weight loss challenge.
Our Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. Yeah. They're the title sponsor, Seaforce Water.
Are y'all still going?
Yeah, we go through the first week of April.
We've had a lot of big losses.
The end of Friday, the first week of April, is the last day for them to weigh in their last time.
Yep. What's the biggest loser right now?
We've had people that have already.
It's going to be percentage, right?
It's not January 15th, though. We've had a couple people lose already, like over 30 pounds.
Wow.
And they've been kicking some serious ass.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, yep.
Good stuff. We'll tell you about it off air, but we've got a lot of good stuff going on. Appreciate it. That's Lance Zierlein. You can catch him every morning with John Granato on the bench right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Yeah! Yeah! It's a lot of spinning in the club tonight. What? What? But it's gonna be aight.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show on an F Yeah Friday and another really good week in the books for The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel.
Final results of the poll? The F Yeah versus FEF poll?
Sure, Barry.
Give me some knuckles, bro. You won. Good for you. F yeah, number? 55 to 45. Most people knew you were saying F yeah Friday.
So we won't Friday next
there was
week.
There was a lot of confusion, though, because it was
45% thought you were saying FEF.
No one asked you.
I know. I'm just volunteering.
No one asked you. My bus is not warmed up to run anybody over today, so we'll just
I did remember what it was.
What?
It was about the Darling Way comment. Like, we're going to have Darling Way on, and then he just nodded his head, and then you're like, no?
Yeah, that's exactly
that's what it was.
You're right.
Guys, stop living in the past. Somebody
we've done enough business for Darling Way.
Somebody texted the show and said, once I get out of this traffic, I plan to contribute to the FEF party. I think they're talking about the saloon door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the Blitz doesn't participate in FEF. I heard Chuck Norris discovered the water under his property because he got an erection while lying on his stomach. All right. That's not appropriate.
Good thing you're previewing as you go.
No, I knew. I knew it. I flagged that one to read it. Totally. I lived in Tyler for 5 years. Back then, a country station had a DJ named Cowboy Troy, but it wasn't the guy with Big and Rich. That's from Ryan. So they posted a picture, and it was the black Cowboy Troy. Because I'm guessing there's not two. There's no way, is there? There could be two black Cowboy Troys?
Can be.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess, but no. Not in Tyler. And then, Barry, when are you getting your own HBO special? Titan Hugo, it's never going to happen.
So are we going to risk closing the show with that guy on the call screen?
Oh,
that's up to you.
Boy.
I can get rid of him. I just got to preview him and pump him up real big like he's coming up next and you hear.
Yeah, let's just do it. We have 2 minutes. Let's do this and then we can. That way we still have some time to recover. Oh, you, Mike, you're up. What's up, man?
Johnny Weir's favorite.
Yeah, guys, when we meet again next week, the Olympics will be done and gone with, and we won't see old Johnny Weir for probably some time. I was wondering if we could give him a big old dong on the way out.
There it was. He kept it short and sweet for you.
Yeah.
I called it on the way in. It was going to be Johnny Weir related,
you nailed it. It's a Johnny Weir dong call. That will be the first and last one. No, it won't.
Next week's poll question is Johnny Weir and OU Mike. Who you got? One-on-one, mano-a-mano.
Who do you think enjoys listening to the dong more?
Probably us two.
Oh, yes, us? Okay, probably.
Not touching
that. I just meant between OU Mike and
Johnny
Weir.
Yeah, not touching that one.
But why not? If you're going to throw us in the mix, okay, that's fine.
Why not?
How about you speak for yourself?
Yeah. How about you two-step on over and boot scoot and boogie there?
Oh, what a way to end the week with an OU Mike call.
Yeah. So, unless we got to fill in for the Blitz so that we can get pummeled for doing it.
So do the Olympics end today?
No, this weekend.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I guess I got to get that video done.
Gone before you even knew they started.
I know. I got to do the video for Sports Map. I guess I'll do that on Monday.
Because people will be jonesing for the Olympics that are no longer around.
Well, this one will still be relevant. Okay. I think this one will stand the test of time.
So keep your eyes and ears peeled to sportsmap.com for the latest video from Barry Laminack.
Wonderful. You got an article coming Monday. What are you going to write about, Joel?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
It is such a last-minute thing. It's like I never knew what writer's block was till I feel the pressure of going, I got a deadline, and there's nothing going. I got nothing.
Yep. It sucks.
Welcome to the crapshoot that is sportsmap.com when we're required to do things. Pressure.
That's right.
All that pressure.
That's how you make diamonds, Joel.
Rockets game tonight, Nick?
I will be there.
Rodeo cook-off good. Tomorrow night, Nick?
No, I will not.
Hey, Rockets game, why don't you ask them to have Joe Johnson join us on the show?
Who?
Joe Johnson. The Armadillo Cowboy.
Yeah, I'm not.
I want to interview him.
Nick, you'll have the phone on in the post game, in the locker room, so it'll be running anyway. And one, ask him if he'll come on with us. And if he, regardless of what he says, we have it on tape, And then at the same time go, and by the way, in passing, just curious, where'd the Armadillo Cowboy come from?
I'll put in the inquiry to have a potential interview with Brandon, but I don't know about
the Dream Police.
Joe Johnson, I mean, but I'm not calling him the Armadillo Cowboy.
I'll do it. If you get him on the show, I'll ask the question.
Barry, go down there and do it yourself. Use your pass, go down there and do it.
I'll ask him on the phone, in the studio, in the locker room.
I would do it
in the locker room, but, you know, I don't have a credential.
I just said, so. Get down there and do it yourself, Barry. Nick, just hand him your phone tonight. Dial Barry's number during the postgame press conference and go, hey, Joe, Barry wants to ask you a question.
Have a good weekend, boys.
For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Do what Barry said. We'll talk to you on Monday. Fred, AJ, John, The Blitz, they're next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.